There is no cause within reality. The subject of non-duality, which has to do with no mind, which has to do with no mind, the most basic understanding, and it's the reason it was the very first thing we spoke of, is the realization that causality itself is an illusion, because the entire ego is based on the notion of causality. To transcend the notion of causality actually is quite a high comprehension. To transcend causality. Now, we asked about that one time. The transcendence of causality, we have permission to ask this, resist, is over 996, 997, 998, 999. Wow. So that would make it a little difficult, wouldn't it? Yes. The ego is based on the concept that everything is being caused by something else, and that nothing really can exist, therefore, as it is, without being caused by something else. So we repeat this each time, because to merely hear this, to merely know it, begins to undo its power. Because creation, that which is, manifests by virtue of the grace, by virtue of the grace of its source, which is the Creator. The unmanifest, becoming manifest, is creation itself, the source of all existence. There is only one power in the universe sufficiently powerful to account for existence itself. Each of us comes in thinking, well, I came into this world due to the genes of my parents. And because of the whole long sequence of genes is how we account for our present existence of the human race. As you were, creation is continuous by grace. Each instant, everything is becoming the fulfillment of its infinite potential. Everything is manifesting the power of creation by virtue of its source. To acknowledge God as the source of one's existence is a very, very powerful statement, and already takes consciousness leaps ahead. It's the source of power of the United States Constitution, which calibrates at 700, the highest in the world, by virtue of the divinity of our Creator. Out of that comes all rights of our citizens. Not by vote, not by the power of politics, not by armed might, not by the force of a dictator, but by virtue of the divinity of our Creator. That puts it at 700. Consequently, to try to remove that acknowledgement is not really in the service of one's own spiritual advancement or that of others. Which brings us to one of the great difficulties of mind. And that is, you understand that mind works on content within a certain context. So we can shorten this whole trip of transcending mind, which we've tried to do throughout all these lectures, by disassembling it. And then we finally get to the core of something we can address. We all do letting go, we all do surrendering, we all try to become non-attached to the world, let go of aversions and attractions. And this is sort of continuous. It's also sort of a continuous meditation.